Pennsylvania officials have selected the site for a second Philadelphia casino. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that it's one that many will be able to see and access.
Stadium Casino LLC, doing business as Live Hotel and Casino, is approved by a qualified majority vote for a Category 2 license in the city of Philadelphia.
Bill Ryan of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board says they had reviewed four strong proposals for Philadelphia's second casino, but agreed on the plan for 900 Packer Avenue. The live casino will be built on the site of a Holiday Inn now sitting in the shadow of the sports complex. The plan calls for 2,000 slot machines and 125 table games, plus a 220-room hotel. Bart Blatt's team proposed the Provence, an entertainment complex at North Broad and Calla Hill. He was upset by the decision.
It's shocking that they would choose another crappy slots in a box product.
Bruce Crawley of Casino Revolution, another South Philadelphia proposal up front in Patterson, questions whether the board followed its own guidelines.
There were a lot of very specific criteria issued by the gaming board, and we, at least at PHL Local Gaming, did everything we could to adhere to that direction. And the minority participation issue is just one.
Mayor Michael Nutter says he's pleased the plan was selected.
You know, we needed to move forward. They've made a decision. You know, it is what it is. They get to make that choice. For us, it's a $425 million project, 2,000 to 3,000 construction jobs, 1,500 permanent jobs, $16.5 million in anticipated tax revenue to the city.
Losing bidders have 30 days to appeal the decision, and it's expected neighbors will head to court to block the casino. For WHYY, I'm Tom McDonald.